If you were starting to miss the rough and tumble of politics now that the presidential contest is over, you might find some satisfaction in that other election, in Hollywood. It's known as the Oscar race. Today, the Golden Globe nominations were announced, and that means Oscar season officially shifts into high gear. This year, the quest for that little gold statue for Best Picture is marked by political themes on screen and plenty of political maneuvering behind the scenes. Pete Hammond is an Oscar watcher who writes frequently for Variety. He says this year there's no obvious frontrunner.
Clearly, you know, we're seeing a lot of movement towards Sideways. It's won every Critics Award and was nominated for the most Golden Globes today with 7. So that almost guarantees that a place in the top 5 in the 5 nominations, although that's not an obvious kind of movie to win the Best Picture Oscar. The Aviator is looking very good now. It got 6 Golden Globe nominations. That's the kind of movie the Academy embraces, and Martin Scorsese's never won an Oscar, so there'll be a lot of support for that. And Clint Eastwood's back with Million Dollar Baby, and that got a lot of support at the Golden Globes, and that figures also to play very heavily into the Oscar race.
Now, there are a number of controversial films this year that could be under consideration. Big question about Fahrenheit 9/11. Michael Moore was not eligible for the Golden Globes, but he's making a full court press for Oscar consideration.
Yes. Michael Moore has been in Los Angeles. He was in Los Angeles for the last 2 weeks, and he was having lunches and dinners and Q&As with the directors and writers guilds and you name it. He was here, and it was an effort to bring out the base voter, and after the election there was a lot of disappointment. A lot of people thought that movie might be over, and so his effort here was to bring it back and put some more heat on it. You might remember Michael Moore took it out of the running for Best Documentary this year, so it's not eligible for documentary, but it is eligible for Best Picture. No documentary's ever been nominated, so the odds are long, and that's why he has to be out here literally campaigning. It's the political season is still going on in Hollywood, you know.
Now, another movie that did very well at the box office this year, The Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
Mel Gibson has said he's not planning on spending his own money to mount an Oscar campaign, but are others pushing for this?
They're not taking out ads in the Hollywood trade papers. Of course, they did a press conference to announce that, which is very unusual for a distributor to give their plans for their Oscar campaign. What they did do, though, is send a DVD to every member of the Academy and make sure that they know that this film is eligible. It didn't get any Golden Globe nominations. It wasn't actually eligible for Best Picture Drama at the Golden Globes because it's in a foreign language, oddly enough. It may be a dead foreign language, but it's in a foreign language, and the Golden Globes don't count those pictures in the Best Picture Drama. They put it in the Best Foreign Language category, where it did not get nominated. Even though it's a big moneymaker, and Hollywood loves a moneymaker, I think it's a little bit too controversial for the Academy, and I don't anticipate that it's going to figure into the major categories. It may wind up in cinematography and some of those categories, though.
And we've talked about campaigns for Oscar consideration. There's another film that's a subject of an anti-Oscar campaign, Kinsey.
Yeah, it's one, you know, obviously about the sex researcher from the 40s and 50s, Alfred Kinsey. And there's a right-wing conservative movement in this country that has used Alfred Kinsey to boost their base and to get their supporters all riled up. And, you know, it's sort of anti-sex education and, you know, anti-gay and anti-this and anti-that. And they blame Kinsey for all of this, you know, because he was really the first one out there doing kind of sex research and talking about all these issues. And so there have been organized protests against this film. There have been ads taken out by these groups in the trade papers trying to influence Hollywood against this film. And Kinsey might actually get some sympathetic support within the Academy, which is a very liberal organization.
These kinds of efforts to court the Academy one way or the other, are they generally successful or do they often backfire?
They often can backfire. The Academy doesn't want to be told how to vote, number one, and they certainly don't want political groups interfering in the process of selecting Academy Awards, which is obviously supposed to be about the best movie of the year, not about the best political statement of the year.
Pete, thanks so much.
Sure.
Pete Hammond writes frequently for Variety.